From what I see, they don't rock.
They don't even.
They're not anchored in Rock Island.
They're not even in Rock Island.
Okay, so.
Not my business.
Smaller cruise ship that came in earlier, wasn't it? Off of the.
Well, it was like right on that line.
Was it? I was thinking it was further north along inside the
Yeah, probably breakwater. Inside a little bit,
yeah.
It was probably in Rockland.
Well, there's
something we need to nail down with the code enforcement officer because he has all the maps and everything.
That's another thing is that all of our local bars got inspected. And I was thinking, who's going to go? Are we sending John Root out to do an inspection of the tin bars?
No, you can't. You have to have a state liquor inspector.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many
maybe
questions.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yep. That's all right. I'm babbling.
I was going to say, there may be obviously the cruise industry has lobbyists that work the state government probably continuously during the whole season, so we just don't know anything about it.
Doing
a FOIA or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Need to know who to FOIA.
And it's great. Along those lines, so American cruise ships, do they have a bar on board?
I would assume so.
Yeah. And do they have a liquor license?
Yes, they do. Oh, all of them.
Have a liquor license?
Yes.
They have a liquor license?
I'm pretty sure they do. I was looking through here. I've seen the signed documents from American Cruise Lines. Mm-hmm.
Did the city of Rockland ever get involved in American Cruise Lines having a liquor license?
That's another good question, because I don't know.
How did they get a liquor license?
Yeah, how did they get it?
If you weren't involved in it then, why are you involved in it now?
I've seen it somewhere.
It's a state license because it's a mobile entity. It's not a fixed.
Well, but I'm saying if we weren't involved in American Cruise Lines getting theirs, and they literally are docked on our...
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Then we obviously wouldn't be involved in... I mean,
it typically means we've failed somehow. Simply have not been carrying out the duty that you're supposed to because no one has sent the forms or anything to the Harbor Commission, I guess.
All the forms are going to the council.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
And that's where it popped up.
I might have seen it in city council in the meeting, the documentation minutes of past meetings. Mm-hmm. But I have seen them.
Yeah.
If we were going to make some decision on the American Cruise Line, but we're not, why would we make something
on the American Cruise Line? Or if we missed something on the American Cruise Line.
If you disapprove, if you disapprove, say, American Cruise Lines, I don't think they'd be warning up there. That's kind of what I think.
Right, well, you could simply assess a little fee from them to get back.
Yeah, there's other information that we should have in this process.
I don't think we have any say on boats with liquor licenses because they are a moving entity and they will not live in this town.
What?
Yeah. Unlike when the Mauritanians be moored over here in Suriname, its entity is there.
Yeah.
These boats, they come here for a day or two and they go on. So they aren't a fixed feature.
So I think the truth of the matter is, the very bottom line is, Matt, you're going to figure out if they are mooring in Rockland Harbor or Owlshead water.
Jurisdiction
there. And we need more information. We have no business. The state will say you can't do that.
Probably that's the problem.
I was wondering if we had the city ought to at least give Owlshead a heads up on.
Yeah, they were very interested when I broached the subject with the clerk on when I called up.
And that was my main concern.
That would be a shock. Maybe they might drive them into Rockland.
Maybe they want to decide.
Well, that's a good point. That's not our decision.
Yeah. I mean, it really never came to us. It just happened to be hit the meeting. And here I heard about it. And,
yeah. It became a public discussion, though, now, so everybody is looking for somebody to have an answer.
You know, in the end, the cruise ships are sort of a bay-wide phenomenon in any way, since they are going up to Bucksport, even, you know, as well as Belfast and Castine.
It was one that did go to Bucksport, the one that was off.
So hopefully you don't try to...
Yeah, they went to Bucksport.
Don't want to sort of invent your unique custom wheel that the other, that don't, you know, may have been invented already. Yeah. Let's see how these other towns are handling these things.
I think it would be a great call to the Bureau. Yeah, well, I've already talked and asked them about what that jurisdiction looks like and how they process applications.
First, we'll figure out what harbor they want.
Yeah, we don't want to overstep our bounds.
No.
Maybe they could just run their passengers right into Dynamite Beach over there. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. If I had enough money, I'd be opening up something in Alcid so that I could tender these people. I'd be making
a bank. Tender them into Alcid?
Yep.
Yeah.
Where?
I have no idea. Some place where you get a lot of tour buses.
Alfred doesn't even have 3 foot right away to the water itself.
Well, coming during the fish pier there, you know. Huh? So the fish pier's got plenty of room, right?
If I had the money right now.
Oh, I'm sure they want to go over that.
Right, stomp your way through herring juice in the morning. It'll be very authentic, you know. Whatever they say.
Again.
I can retire again at 44.
Let Mark Matt do his job and then he'll make your report back next month. And if you have any new business. And we do have an application for that going to Maine. I'm sure. Does anyone want to take a look at that? Do I have a motion to approve one of your love pats?
Because you still have to sail down there.
With the ordinance, and then at 25, would that be maybe for next time?
That
this ordinance number amendment 25, that's the one that Ed posed for getting fees. I just wonder if it ought to go past.
So we did the fish pier fees and then the South Bend boat ramp.
Well, this is in a whole new. Well, I was thinking that's something we wanted to look at.
This also. Well, the location where they anchor also affects that fee.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we had talked about this as a commission, and I'm not sure.
I'm not saying talk about it today, but
no,
just
but
for the future.
Next meeting in November, we can get that on there. So it's the fees that would be associated with division of funds, and then if there was another.
Is the division on there?
I think it should still be 50-50, and the new one should be 70-30.
Well, this is a whole new paragraph.
Yeah, see, it's not on there.
Imagining a sort of a fleet of these super guys with the launches heading off to Owlshead. Even the scenic cannon for the adventurous set or something.
We've always said we love the
light. Well, it's tricky because let's just say we go to 70-30, and the way it reads in here is all cruise ships that use a different facility. You see what I'm saying? No, that's what will change if that's in here. But it says, you know, the $5 goes towards Port Hong, and no matter where they tender, $5 goes towards here if they tender here. But if they tender somewhere else, what are you going to do? Charge them? Well, no, yeah, it'd be 70-30 owed the $5.
So we have to make two different.
It would be number four.
Funds
70% and 30%, right?
And then the other one would be just using a different facility, what our expectations were.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be tricky because it's paying anchor and accounts that part.
Okay.
Now we have to define Rockland Harbor in this. Yes. Or define cruise ships here to define Rockland Harbor.
Very much so, in my opinion. Because if I was Owl's Head right now, I'd want it well defined.
That
depends on how far out, but
that's true.
I mean,
well, they have similar
little car.
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, I don't know what's kind of all these races. They have similar issues because Anchorage, let's just say one is over, is Park Harbor.
You know, we have
two is whatever that
Trenton. Northwest Harbor or something.
No.
One of them said no.
But either way, they tender into Bar Harbor. Okay, but technically that Anchorage is not in Bar Harbor waters. So again, we don't need to reinvent the wheel here. Bar Harbor's already gone through all this stuff.
You know.
Wonder if the vessel's port of call has something to do with it.
I think the intent of this is no matter where they anchor, if they tender through Rockland's Harbor, they'll end up paying a port development.
Yeah.
And also, too,
that's probably some of the language.
Because that's the port of call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Port of call.
But the way
that.
$20
for, you know, steak and lobster. That would take care of that.
In the liquor license.
Yeah,
get the proper language in there.
Because that has to be in their manifest and all that stuff.
Yeah,
in their logbooks and everything, what the protocol is and all that. Yeah.
Good idea. I knew we invited Richard.
I don't know when they're going to.
Yeah. But for instance, like here it says any cruise ship tendering passes to a facility in Rockland Harbor will likely be Owl's Head, so I was thinking you ought to drop Harbor and just say Rockland. And that's the kind of main questions I had is the use of Rockland Harbor and Rockland.
Where did you get that?
I went to the last meeting, and that was the whole agenda for the meeting.
Maybe the city council already has this figured out.
Maybe that however, well, I can't argue with your logic
whole,
on that.
This whole,
you know.
Yeah, it's the use of Rockland Harbor versus.
Yeah, if you say Rockland, that includes Rockland's portion of the harbor, too.
Obviously. Of,
so
instance,
without, and it's very clear that it's not the other parts of Rockland Harbor.
All those mornings south of
good
that
going.
Line.
Well, they,
we don't, they're out of our jurisdiction there.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. But
this is Rockland
Harbor.
Yep.
Name-wise.
Name-wise. Mm-hmm. It was
going to be port of call. It needs to be port of call.
It's like it's Penobscot Bay, but then you have Penobscot, which is another bay.
Yeah, but the thing is, when it comes to money, you definitely want to clear the vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so November we'll discuss that. December we're going to look at the fees for the fish pier and the south end.
Also, I think it needs to be really clear for cruise ship company.
Well, one thing I talked to my boss about, Tom, I said, look, there's been a lot in the papers recently. The cruise ships have been taking notice. I think Rockland City Council, the public need to figure out, do we want cruise ships or do we not want cruise ships, or do we want them but we want to control them? See what I'm saying?
That's been the whole issue.
Well, that needs to be decided upon because
or how many cruise ships or how
Main Street lots,
okay.
A lot.
Yeah. I know a lot of businesses out there that are like, this is awesome. But that's up to the city council.
When I continue.
Yes. That's right. But like I said, you know, I'm sending these mixed messages to everybody through the newspapers. Some of it's factual, a lot of it's not.
That's right. It's disconcerting. It upsets. It stirs the pot. That's
yep.
The most.
It needs to be nailed down. That way, you know, everybody has a clear message. Both sides of the aisle, cruise ships understand what they're getting into,
mm-hmm.
and we as employees here know what we're doing. See what I'm saying? That way we don't have egg on our face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're just grasping at getting the facts at this point.
Right now, we're just moving on as directed, okay? What's the new direction?
It's really hard. You know, we always talk about the stakeholders and everyone being here, but then it becomes very convoluted. Even when we do get together, we all hear something different because when it comes out in print, it is not what we all heard here. So,
that's why
fake news.
Well, that's American.
That's why I like doing this. You know,
yeah,
I like audio recording for that reason. You know, it's just there you are.
I don't think anybody wants Rockland to be like Baja.
No.
I don't think it'll ever be that.
Yeah, it's not. I mean,
but you're right. I don't think anybody would.
With the county seat, we have all kinds of stuff. Like
yeah,
I know a lot of business owners who would love to see 10 or 15 or 20 of them in September, October, November.
They should. They could chip in on the infrastructure payments and all that then, you know, if they want them that bad.
Wouldn't have to if we got that many ships here.
Yeah.
So when you look at the infrastructure side of it, it's good you brought that up. One of the negative aspects of not having cruise ships here is at some point you need to raise enough money to rebuild the piers around the harbor, okay? So how are you going to do that? Are you going to put it out for bond and raise taxes?
No, I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
Have you been able to calculate how much you're getting toward paying this?
Yeah. Yeah, with cruise ships this year, we'll have over $100,000. That's a quarter of the budget now.
Well,
that right there gives us the opportunity to maintain everything, plus put money away towards grant matching.
You know, we really do need to do what we're going to call the survey monkey, because, you know, you might say that, you know, the downtown loves it, but I walk downtown and I get this. It's a 50-50. So, no, we don't get any business at all.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I think that we should take a survey of not only downtown, but of
Gordon
the
Page would be a good person to talk to on that.
You know, and then when we say we don't want them over, if, you know, everyone seems to be right, and we only want this many, then we have something to back it up. We need to survey it.
I think they did one in the past.
We tried, and, you know, that's why we don't know who would allow us to do it. The city manager said, absolutely not, we can't do that. But I don't know which one it was, but we tried to do a survey, and it was either come up there, it was too costly, it was too expensive. A survey might be pretty cheap.
All you need to do now is put it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
true.
That would be that
would
be interesting.
We'll
but how factual will that be?
Well, it's not going to be.
No, but how many do you don't use? Do you get one single person?
Yeah,
there's no way to register that.
That's a whole other thing. But I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm sorry. Thursday? Going on the ship? Did everybody, whoever wants to go, did they get the information to come?
I didn't get it. I wanted to go to that.
So they can only take 8 people.
Okay. How are you set so far? You got your 8?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to Tom, the manager.
Oh, okay. So Tom's keeping the list. Okay.
Are you going?
I am going.
David, are you going?
Probably not.
I'm going through the treatment plant. So
checking turds.
Yeah.
Initially went out to the city council.
Are they going to pay me?
So I guess they get first choice.
I really don't know. I thought they were going to do like a tour.
The sewage treatment plant, that's a heck of a tour.
It was an invite to the city council.
An hour and a half to slowly go through the process.
Opened it up to us on the California.
On the harbor management.
Yeah.
Well, if you plan on going, you're going to talk to Tom.
Yep.
Get the required information to Tom, and that has to be approved.
Yeah, we'll see how it works.
Is that an international registered boat?
Yeah, it's an IMO. Yeah.
You might need your passport.
I think it's the last one of the season.
Yeah, they just need my license.
Is that all they have?
Ask anything about passport.
Good point.
It has to be a government picture ID or something.
Okay.
Well, isn't that the last one of the season, too?
On the 20th is the last one.
Oh, so there's still two more? Oh, okay.
Today's a big one.
Norwegian and Norwegian.
That's right.
You know, I was wondering.